This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Andrew Beasley. I'm from Birmingham. I'm on the plumbing course.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi there.
So, Andrew, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was a lab technician.
So it's a big difference between that and plumbing. Why did you make the change then?
I always wanted to be a plumber.
So have you been doing any plumbing work outside of your course then?
Just my own house. Yeah, done the kitchen and the bathroom.
Did you do that before you started the course?
No, I started it just after I started this course.
Okay, so you're on your practical training at the moment. Can you tell us what you've been doing on the practical training?
The first 2 weeks were obviously just basic learning, most of the stuff I already knew. Then the rest, it's been okay, just been left to your own accord, doing fitting bits and bobs. This week we're doing a fitting in a bathroom for our final assessment.
So earlier you mentioned you've always wanted to be a plumber. Why plumbing then?
Well, not necessarily just like plumbing, just always been intrigued with like doing stuff rather than just sitting on an office all day, you know. It was either between an electrician or a plumber, so I just picked a plumber.
You mentioned you were a lab technician earlier. How long did you do that job then?
7 years, straight after I left school.
And then you got trained in that and obviously you decided you wanted a change and
yeah.
You chose plumbing.
Yeah.
So what's your plans for the future then? So if I had to say, when you've got your qualifications, you've finished the course, what are your plans?
Well, I'm still young at the minute, so maybe in the future looking to go self-employed.
You're someone who's made a career change after working as a lab technician for 7 years and moving on to plumbing. What advice then would you give to someone who wants to change their career, wants to take up a trade? What advice would you give to them?
Just go for it. You know, you're never too old or too young to start off afresh.
So, Andrew, if you had to sum up then your whole course so far, the practical experience and the whole course, what would you say?
I'd say the learning at home, doing the books, the modules at home, is a benefit because you don't have to sit in a classroom listening to some boring tutor going on and on. And then obviously the practical work, you get shown what to do and then left to your own accords. If you need help, there's someone always there to just give you a few tips on what you're doing wrong.
Cheers, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.